This podcast is presented to you by SatelliteToday.com, the leading online source for business news and competitive analysis in the satellite-enabled communications market.
Hi, this is Julie Samuel, managing editor and online producer for Via Satellite Magazine and SatelliteToday.com. I'm reporting from NAB 2008, and I'm sitting here on the show floor with Ron Clifton, President and CEO of International Data Casting. Thank you very much for spending some time with us today. Would you like to say a few words about the company before we get started?
Sure. IDC, International Data Casting, is a fairly well-known company in the satellite business. Been around about 24 years now. Reinvented ourselves about 10 years ago. We moved into the internet protocol arena. We are headquartered in Canada. We have a base of operations in Arnhem in the Netherlands, in Europe, and we specialize in point-to-multipoint IP multicasting via satellite. We've got some pretty prestigious customers, people like Reuters, CBS Westwood One, SES Americom, EchoStar, National Public Radio, PBS, just to name a few.
So can you tell us what the revenue drivers are for the company this year?
Well, IDC went through the tech wreck about 4 years ago, and we came out a little stronger and leaner and meaner than most. We have just finished our fourth year of growth coming out of the wreck. We are about three times bigger today than we were 4 years ago. We've been growing the company on an average of well over 30% a year profitably. Last year, we raised financing in the fourth quarter of the year with $10 million to strengthen our balance sheet to grow the company further and to look at new acquisitions as well. So we've come off a strong year last year, and the revenue drivers going forward are threefold. We have a very strong base in radio networks. International networks we put in 10, 15 years ago are now being updated and renewed. Our data networks are strong. We have a good backlog of customers like Reuters for financial news information distribution systems. But the biggest growth area for us, and we're going to see a lot of growth this year, is in video, specifically in IPTV and digital cinema are two major drivers for this coming year for us, in addition to our high-definition TV line for Pro Video.
Can you tell us a little more about this new line for high-definition TV?
Yeah, we have a product line we announced last year, but it really got perfected through the year, and now we're seeing a number of applications build up for it. The world is going to high-definition TV. At the same time, there's a growing demand for IPTV, which is a separate product line, and the world's also going digital, things like the FCC mandate. So we've perfected, and we have systems out there today with people like Hearst Argyle and Tribune for syndicated television delivery, which is file-based. This new product, our Pro Video, allows us to take file-based content like advertising or pre-recorded programming or live events, MPEG-2 or the new MPEG-4 AVC standard, advanced video coding, and decode them in a hardware basis, either live or store and forward in a single unit. And the same unit can also do IPTV out the output. And this has all kinds of applications, including digital cinema, small religious networks, broadcast applications.
In January, you announced a deal for a new generation of satellite receivers to expand broadband delivery network. Are you expecting any other deals this year for this new generation of receivers?
Actually, we are, and we've already started to receive some orders for that. We're featuring the product here at our NAB show. This is a new generation of products. It actually allows us to handle dual carriers simultaneously and high-speed operations. So it's opening up all kinds of applications, including military, including IPTV, because it occupies half the space that other receivers would occupy. But it also allows you to do, in digital cinema, for example, live events at the same time that you're transferring a movie like Beowulf. So it's a next-generation product. We've already received orders since that announcement with that new product line.
Have you seen any changes in the demand from your customers in the past 12 months? And if so, in what areas?
Wow, yes. As you know, the global telecommunications environment is changing. That's putting a lot of demands on people. In our radio business, for example, we're seeing new challenges for radio broadcasters that they never had to face before. So our new products are evolving with the latest coding standards like MPEG-4, AAC, seamless integration with terrestrial networks for delivery of advertising for drop and insert applications, fallback to legacy satellite networks. Our latest big project we're demonstrating here at NAB this week is something called MAX, Media Access Exchange. Our customer is CBS Westwood One, the largest radio broadcaster in the United States. And if you have time to look at it later, we'll show it to you. It's delivery by satellite to 2,000 sites. The other 3,000 sites are delivering content terrestrially, storing on their systems for replay later. That's in radio. The other areas of video and data are evolving constantly, and we're just at the leading edge of that right now.
Well, thank you, Ron. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, I gave you a long answer on the radio stuff, so what I'd like to do is go back and talk about what we're doing on the data.
Okay.
On the data side, the new product line, the dual carrier and the high-speed operations, critical. But we've also signed deals with Erdetto Access for their encryption technology, and we've licensed that technology. We've integrated into our product line now, so we're the sole provider of a CipherCast IP-level encryption. We also took over IP encapsulation software last year, integrated into our data products and across our SuperFlex family in general. That's on the data side. On the video side, we're absolutely leading edge with IPTV today, and we announced late in last year we have a new R&D contract with the Canadian government for next generation product for the IPTV business. We also won a contract with the European Space Agency for next generation products. So we're pushing the frontiers a little bit, but it's because we're seeing we're right working with leading edge customers like EchoStar, like SES AmeriCom, like Reuters are pushing those requirements out, and so we're responding with an aggressive research and development budget.
What is your mix of customers between North American and international?
By far, the United States is our largest customer base. Second to that is Europe. Last year, I believe we did well over 50% of our business in the United States, another third in Europe, a distant 15% in Canada, whatever that adds up to the rest of the world. Those markets are fairly stable. U.S. and Europe tend to be early adopters, and then we take the product line into the rest of the world. So this year, we are actually growing into Latin America and Asia, taking the stuff that we've developed in the last 2 years in the video arena and pushing out into those areas.
In terms of your U.S. business, are you doing a lot of business with the U.S. government?
We're doing a little bit. If you count National Public Radio as U.S. government, it's not. But we have won a contract with the U.S. military. Historically, we have done business with the U.S. government. It's not as much as we would like it to be, but most of our business is focused on broadcasters these days, and that's a healthy place to be.
So, Ron, is there anything else that you're showcasing here at NAB?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about some leading-edge technology we have for 3D digital cinema. DreamWorks has announced most of their movies next year will be in 3D. We've signed a deal with a company in Montreal called Sensio Technologies, and that's giving us the ability to add on to our Pro Video line the ability to project a live 3D movie or a 3D live event, like a football game or like a basketball game, using the existing digital projector technology that's being installed today for the big Hollywood-type movies like DreamWorks. This is pretty exciting. We demonstrated last week in Europe with Open Sky in Italy. We launched it in the fall at Show West. We signed an exclusive deal with Access IT, who's the market leader here in the United States, for a version of this we call CineLive. It's exciting technology, and we're right at the forefront of this, and we'll be announcing more events later this year.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and we wish you a very successful show.
Okay, thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by the editors of SatelliteToday.com. For more podcast interviews and satellite communication news and analysis, visit us online at www.satellitetoday.com.